Welcome. You are listening to the U Urban Bible Study Weekly Leaders Training Podcast. The U curriculum is especially created by and for urban and multi-ethnic churches. This podcast is designed to help leaders lead a Bible study using Lifeway's U Urban Bible Study resources. Each week, we examine a biblical passage, review some questions teachers may face, and give a practical teaching tip. I'm Dr. Mark Crosston, General Editor of the U Bible Study, and joining me today is Dr. Christina Zimmerman, our Content Editor. Hello, Christina.
Good morning, Mark. It's great to be here, and this is our first day of a wonderful study. We're going to jump right into our study titled Walking in Confidence. Now, this is a study about Abraham. The patriarch Abraham. Abraham lived a life that seemed to go from one difficulty to another. So he had to choose whether he would trust God and walk by faith. That's what walking in confidence is all about. Sometimes we have to make those hard decisions as well. And when we choose to walk by faith, it's not blind faith. We walk in confidence because of the one that we're trusting in. So this first session is titled The Basis of Confidence. In this session, we're going to talk about where our confidence comes from. And then we'll look at how confidence is related to faith. Our faith should be in the one true God. And that's what Abraham is going to show us in this first session. It will be from Genesis 12, verses 1 through 8, that this study will be based on.
All right, so the point of our lesson today is confidence comes from trusting God. And so let's go ahead and dig into this in the first three verses of Genesis 12. The Lord said to Abram, "Go from your land, your relatives, and your father's house to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. I will curse anyone who treats you with contempt. All the peoples of the earth will be blessed through you." All right, so there it is. And our first point is that God gives us a purpose. So if we think about this idea of the basis for our confidence, we're starting with this idea, that wonderful idea that God gives us a purpose, and we can have confidence when we know we are walking the right way in the purpose that God has designed for us. And so God called Abraham and called him to become, ultimately, we'll learn, the father of a great nation, a people of his own. And so Abraham lived and walked in his God-given purpose. And so that gives us confidence. When you don't know where you're going, we can't have confidence. But when you know where you're going and what your purpose is, that really strengthens our confidence. What are you thinking, Christina?
Amen. That is great, Mark. You know, and I wanted to just to help us to clarify confidence, that word. I wanted to give you the dictionary meaning of it. It means the feeling or belief that one can rely on someone or something. So what we're saying here, there's a firm trust in someone or something. And that's what Abraham demonstrated. We're calling him Abraham, but at this point in his life, the scriptures refer to him as Abram. So he certainly became a giant of faith. He became the father of the believing. Yet he didn't start at that point. We're going to see throughout this study that Abram was growing in his faith and he was growing in his obedience.
All right. So, you know, so you think about this. Here's this man, and God says to him, I will make you into a great nation. And so that is a tall order. You know, you're only one individual. And at this point, he didn't even have any children. But the promise and purpose of God for his life was that God would make him into a great nation, and that he would not only make him into a great nation, but that he would be blessed, that his name would be great, and that he himself would be a blessing. And so what a wonderful and enormous purpose. And I think as we think about this idea that God gives us a purpose, it would do well in our classes for the class to discuss with the individuals in the class, what is your purpose? So we get to see in this text Abram's purpose, but all of us have a purpose. And so what is your God-given purpose? What does God really want to accomplish through your life and through my life? You know, I can think in my own life that I wanted to be an engineer. That was going to be my purpose in life. From eighth grade, that's all I ever wanted to be, was a computer engineer. So I finished high school with the idea of being a computer engineer, applied to college with the idea of being a computer engineer, went to an engineering school, college with a great engineering program, with the idea of being an engineer. That was going to be my life's purpose. And then God changed my purpose. God called me to the ministry, which was not what I was planning on doing with my life. And so God gave me a new purpose. And so I would just say that it's been powerful in my own life to be able to know and have confidence in where I am, who I am, where I'm going, because I recognize that I'm living out my purpose. And so I just think that that'd be a great discussion for the people in our classes. What is your purpose? What's your purpose? What's your life purpose, Christina?
Well, you know, like you, Mark, I started out with one purpose, but then God changed my direction. I started out as an artist, believe it or not. I had begun to work in different mediums and was thinking that I would teach and just be an artist, mostly in sculpturing. But along the way, God changed my focus and gave me the purpose of being a Christian education leader. And so with that, I have strove to reach that destination. I don't know what word to use there, but I had begun to reach out for that purpose. You know, and one of the things that God did for Abraham here is he gave him promises. And so, Mark, as we ask, what is your purpose? Maybe we can also ask, what are God's promises related to the purpose that he has given us?
Yeah, sure. So, I just think that anytime God gives you a purpose, his purpose is not for you to fail. His purpose is for you to succeed, because his name is on the line. When we walk in his purpose, his name is the one on the line. And so certainly anytime we walk in a God-given purpose, there is a promise that comes along with it, because God is putting his name on the line in those moments. So yeah, so God gives each of us a purpose, and it'll behoove all of us to find out what that is. And the second point kind of helps to solidify why this is absolutely so important. So let me go ahead and read verses 4-6. It says, so Abram went as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he left Haran. He took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, all the possessions they had accumulated, and the people they had acquired in Haran. And they set out for the land of Canaan. when they came to the land of Canaan, Abram passed through the land to the site of Shechem at the oak of Moreth. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. All right. So, wow. So, so the second point here is it follows the first. The first is God gives us a purpose. The second is that God expects our obedience. So if we know the purpose of God for our lives, then it is important for us, like Abram, to walk in obedience. So this verse starts out, verse 4, Abram went as the Lord had told him. And so don't get messed up with all the other people that went along with him, because he had to go whether the others came or did not go. Abram went as the Lord told him. So here's a question for you, for the class. Is there an area in your life where you know that God has said there's something for you to do, but you are not walking in obedience like Abraham? God expects our obedience. And even when it is difficult, right? So obedience is not necessarily easy. So so one thing we get to see is that if you look back in chapter 11, God initially gave this call to Abram's daddy, Terah. You can look back and read chapter 11 and see that. And Terah was the one God called in Ur, and they went all the way to Haran, and then the scripture says, and they settled there. But even though his daddy did not fulfill the call of God on his life, Abram picked up the call at Haran, and Abram went all the way. Where his daddy would only go halfway, Abram went all the way. And so today, we do not even remember Abram's daddy, but we know Abram because why? Because he walked in the obedience that God expects for our lives. And so let me talk about the difficulty that's in this passage that may not be readily evident. One of the difficulties is the distance he had to go. It was another 1,500 miles. It was a total of 3,000 miles from Ur to Canaan. 3,000 miles, no highways, no 7-Elevens, no Motel 6, 3,000 miles. It's like almost, going from one side of the country to the other from Ur to 1,500 miles to Haran, another 1,500 miles to Canaan, to a place he didn't even know of. So the fact that he went a long, long way without even knowing where he was going, that's a challenge. And then it says that he's going to a land God had given to him. But notice it says that at that time, see at the end of verse number 6, at that time, the Canaanites were in the land. Hold it. So this wasn't even some place that was just kind of barren and he was just going to be moving in, you know. No, it was fully occupied by others. And so part of this challenge then was that he had to take the land, not just move to the land, take the land. All right. So being obedient to God then is not necessarily always going to be easy. Being obedient to God comes with difficulty, hardship, and challenge. But we must walk in obedience to Him regardless of the challenge. So, Christina, what challenges have you faced trying to walk in obedience to the Almighty?
Well, you know, when you are called by God, you know your purpose and your calling, but everybody else does not know that calling. So Many times you will be faced by opposition from people more than anything else. And so that's the one of the difficulties that I faced, is that even though God called me, there were times when people stood against me, or, you know, even in churches where I served, you know, there seemed to be some stump or opposition in what God had called me to do, and primarily through people. So that's a challenge, and that can be a challenge for many of us. You know, one thing that I noted here is that Abram did not try to jump ahead of God. You know, when God told him to go, he obeyed God, and he did it almost exactly what God told him to do. I noted that in one area that Abram did not fully obey God was that he took his nephew Lot with him. And that was not what God told him to do. He said, go to the land and from your relatives and from your father's house. But Abram took Lot, his nephew Lot, with him. And he's going to discover that Lot would not be a blessing, that he would cause trouble and he would cause inconvenience. So this is a lesson that we're going to learn about obedience, that we need to fully obey what God has asked us to do and not force our own preferences or include our own preferences in anything that God has called us to do.
Right. So walking in obedience is not easy. We all have whatever challenge, are going to be challenges for everybody. And those challenges may be different. So, you know, I had to leave my dream job. I had to take a severe cut in pay. I had to move across the country in order to go to seminary. I had to move across the country again to go to a place that God wanted me to serve. That list of challenges, we could stay here all day and talk about them. But regardless of the challenge, God calls us to walk in obedience. So let's read this last part that's important, starting in verse number 7 and verse number 8. It says, the Lord appeared to Abram and said, to your offspring, I will give this land. So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him. From there, he moved on to the hill country east of Bethel and pitched his tent, with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. He built an altar to the Lord there, and he called on the name of the Lord. Then Abram journeyed by stages to the Negev. All right, so here's Abram living in obedience, and it says that God blesses the obedience. And maybe maybe you don't see that blessing here, and that's one of the big points of this verse. So you're reading it and said, well, where's the blessing? And it's the blessing was not necessarily going to be in Abram's lifetime. Just like the blessings from our obedience aren't necessarily in our lifetime. It says, the Lord appeared to Abram and said, to your offspring, I will give this land. Remember, I said that this land was inhabited by others that and so Abram was walking into territory that somebody else owned. But the Lord showed him, look, I'm going to give this to your offspring. So sometimes we have to live in obedience, looking forward to a blessing we may not see in our lifetime. Huh? Come on now. So if all I can think about is getting for myself, naming it and claiming it, getting it and grabbing it, I will miss out on God's greater calling on my life. And because there are often going to be times when the blessing is not going to appear even in our lifetime. But it will appear in the lifetime of those who come behind us. And so this is amazing how Abram continued to walk and live in obedience, even though the promise was to his offspring. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking, Christina?
You know, that's true, Mark. Even here in this these verses, you see that Abram didn't even live in a house. You know, he pitched a tent. So, you know, when you think about living in a house, you think about stability and you think about permanence. You don't think about, you know, the blessings that you receive, but there's, you know, there's not a permanence there. And so that's what we have to expect as Abram lived. You know, he was a tent dweller. You know, we should live with the idea that this is not our permanent place. That one day, you know, someone else may enjoy the blessings that we have generated because of our obedience to God. But too many of us as Christians, we want to build mansions here on earth. We want to build income. We want to build those things so that we can be happy and not, as it says in the Bible, not store up in heaven those things that will be beneficial to us throughout an eternity. So remember, as Abram was a pilgrim, you know, he wasn't permanent here, so are we. You know, we travel from destination to destination. And Pilgrim, you know, in Abram's life, he was given a goal, and God was his goal, so God should be our goal as well.
All right, great. So, you know, you said he pitched a tent. Let me just piggyback on that for a second. And just be reminded that, you know, we have all these kind of housing booms going on in the United States because people are really interested in getting houses. Interest rates are really low. But don't stop at just getting a house. Here, one of the lessons in this text is that Abram pitched his tent and built an altar. Every time you see Abram pitch his tent, somewhere close by, you'll see that he built an altar. So it's not just good enough to have an earthly house to live in. You also need an altar. You need a church home. Come on. You need a church home where you can worship the God that we serve. And then the last thing I'll say is in verse number 9. It's a tiny verse tagged on to the end. Verse number 9, it says, Abram journeyed by stages to the Negev. Negev. This is a word that is difficult in our translations, and there's not universal agreement on what the Negev is. So we know it is one of two things. The Negev is south of where he was. And so this could be say that he journeyed by stages to the south. That's where the Negev would be. But the Negev also is the desert area. And so he journeyed by stages to and through the desert is what it could be saying. And so the whole point is that it's not easy, right? The desert place is not an easy place to navigate or live or anything else. So it's not always going to be easy, but being obedient will pay off in the end. Why God blesses obedience. So what a great lesson this is for each one of us, the basis for confidence. And so I want you to think about this in your own life. What's the basis for your real confidence? And I hope that the basis for your confidence is the fact that you have put your hope, faith, and trust in God, just like Abram has. So the basis for our confidence is going to be a great lesson for us as we dig in our classes. Now, if you're a Bible study teacher, I want you to hold on for just a moment because Christina is going to give us a 1 minute powerful teaching tip. But I just want to remind each and every one of you all to get your copy of the U Bible Study curriculum. It is available at lifeway.com/U. That's lifeway.com/YOU. It is for us and by us. It's our multi-ethnic urban Bible study material. It comes in paper, but it also comes in digital format, make it easy for us to have classes wherever we are. Has a great leaders pack, and it aligns with our Bible Studies for Life student and kids curriculum. And so I hope you'll get your copy. Come on, Christina, give us our Bible teaching tip for today.
Okay, our Bible teaching tip is research Abram's history. Now, our lessons throughout this study will, of course, be about Abram and his transitioning to Abraham, but we are not even penetrating the surface of everything related to Abram. So to understand the depth of faith that Abraham displayed, take a look at his background. You want to understand exactly what is required when God calls you. And so there's so much in Abram's background that needs to be unearthed. The information found in our later commentary will be helpful, and that's on pages 132 and 133 in your book. And you can also refer to the Advanced Bible Study Commentary or the Herschel Hobbs Commentary at lifeway.com. These commentaries actually support the lessons, the scriptural lessons that we're going to study. So Abram has a rich history that has impacted not only Israel, but Abram has impacted the entire world. So dig into that history.
All right. This is absolutely great. This is going to be a great series of lessons, and you're going to be blessed as you go through them. Well, friend, join us again for another U podcast, because you never know where God will take you.